Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Welcome to the United States of Anxiety: Observations from a Reforming Neurotic is a 220 humorous memoir and essay-style reflection by Jen Lancaster, an author known for blending self-deprecating comedy with candid accounts of ordinary life. Rather than presenting a clinical program for treating anxiety, the book examines what it feels like to live in a culture saturated with worry, vigilance, comparison, and uncertainty. Lancaster frames anxiety as both a personal struggle and a recognizable feature of contemporary American experience, using her own neurotic habits as the main point of entry. The purpose is not to diagnose readers or prescribe formal therapeutic methods, but to make anxious patterns visible, less isolating, and sometimes absurdly funny. Its value lies in the way it translates private unease into shared observation, showing how everyday decisions, social pressures, public events, and personal expectations can become sources of disproportionate mental strain. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, anxiety is treated as a cultural condition, as well as a private experience. Lancaster positions anxiety not merely as an individual temperament problem, but as something shaped by the atmosphere of modern American life. The title signals this dual focus. The book is about one reforming neurotic, but it is also about a nation where worry has become a familiar background state. This approach matters because it prevents the subject from being reduced to personal weakness. Everyday stressors, public uncertainty, media saturation, social comparison, and constant decision-making all help create conditions in which anxious responses can feel logical, even when they are exhausting. Lancaster does not attempt a sociological study, but her observations imply that anxiety is partly produced by the mismatch between human limits and an environment that continually demands reaction. By presenting personal unease alongside broader cultural habits, she invites readers to recognize that their fears may be intensified by systems and expectations around them. This makes the book more expansive than a simple confessional memoir, while still keeping the analysis grounded in lived experience. Humor functions as a way to examine anxiety without minimizing it. The book relies heavily on Lancaster's established comic voice. But the humor is not used to dismiss anxiety as trivial. Instead, comedy becomes a method for looking directly at irrational loops, disproportionate reactions, and self-defeating thought patterns without turning the discussion into a lecture. This is important because anxiety often resists straightforward explanation. It can be embarrassing, repetitive, and difficult to justify to others. Humor creates enough distance for the author and reader to observe those patterns clearly. The comic framing also reduces stigma by making neurotic behavior recognizable rather than shameful. Lancaster can admit to overthinking, avoidance, vigilance, or catastrophizing while allowing readers to laugh at the structure of the reaction rather than at the person experiencing it. This balance is central to the book's appeal. It acknowledges that anxiety can be disruptive and painful, but it also shows that honest self-recognition can make it less isolating. The result is emotional accessibility rather than clinical instruction. Thirdly, the reforming neurotic perspective emphasizes self-awareness over cure. The subtitle identifies Lancaster as a reforming neurotic, a phrase that shapes the book's stance toward change. It suggests movement, effort, and reflection, but not a neat transformation into permanent calm. That distinction is significant. Many anxiety books promise strategies, systems, or recovery narratives with clear before and after arcs. Lancaster instead presents anxiety as something a person may learn to understand, manage, and laugh about while still living with its recurring pressures. Self-awareness becomes the central tool. By noticing how worry escalates, how control-seeking behavior develops, and how small uncertainties can expand into mental spirals, the narrator models a practical form of introspection. The book does not offer formal therapeutic exercises, and it should not be read as a substitute for treatment. Its contribution is different. It normalizes the incomplete, ongoing work of becoming less governed by anxious impulses. This makes the reforming identity realistic, because it frames growth as repeated recognition rather than final victory. Fourthly, personal anecdotes make broad mental health themes concrete and relatable. Lancaster works through anecdote rather than abstract argument, which allows the book to make anxiety legible in ordinary situations. This narrative method is useful because anxiety often appears in mundane contexts, social encounters, planning, health concerns, household decisions, news consumption, or attempts to control uncertain outcomes. By grounding the subject in specific types of everyday experience, she avoids treating mental health as a distant topic reserved for experts. Readers are encouraged to recognize familiar patterns in the mechanics of worry, anticipation, exaggeration, second-guessing, and the desire for reassurance. The limitation of this approach is that it does not provide a comprehensive map of anxiety disorders, or a structured treatment model. However, that limitation is also part of its identity as a memoir. Its strength is experiential accuracy rather than clinical completeness. The anecdotes function as mirrors, helping readers identify their own habits of overreaction or avoidance. In that sense, the book provides recognition before advice, which is often what anxious readers seek first. Lastly, the book favors emotional companionship over prescriptive self-help. A defining feature of Welcome to the United States of Anxiety is that it offers companionship rather than a program. Readers looking for step-by-step coping strategies, research summaries, or therapeutic frameworks may find it less practical than a conventional mental health guide. Yet this non-prescriptive quality is also why the book occupies a distinct place in its category. It speaks to readers who already know anxiety is irrational at times, but who still want to feel understood in the lived reality of it. Lancaster's approach validates the exhaustion and absurdity of anxious thinking without positioning herself as an expert authority. That creates a more conversational relationship with the reader. The practical benefit is indirect by seeing worry described openly and humorously. Readers may become more willing to name their own patterns and less inclined to treat them as personal failures. The intellectual benefit is similarly modest but meaningful. The book encourages reflection on why modern life produces so much vigilance and why shared vulnerability can be more useful than polished advice. In conclusion, Welcome to the United States of Anxiety is best suited for readers who appreciate memoir, comic essays, and candid writing about mental health without expecting a clinical manual. It will especially appeal to people who recognize anxious habits in themselves and want a book that makes those habits feel less private, less humiliating, and more understandable. Its practical benefit is not a toolkit of exercises, but a change in perspective. It helps readers observe anxious thinking with more humor, distance, and self-compassion. Intellectually, the book is useful because it connects personal unease with the pressures of contemporary American life, showing how modern conditions can amplify worry even in ordinary routines. Compared with many books about anxiety, it stands out through tone and positioning. It is neither a therapist-led guide nor a purely inspirational recovery story. Instead, it is a comic memoir that treats neurotic self-awareness as an ongoing practice. Lancaster's strength is making anxiety recognizable through voice, timing, and cultural observation. Readers seeking evidence-based treatment advice should look elsewhere. But readers seeking wit, relatability, and a humane account of living with worry will find its approach distinctive. If you would like to support Jen Lancaster, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.